Shalom to all! Today we're learning Masachas Chulin, Perek Dalet, Mishnevav, Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah being learned B'schos Asubas Rachol, Shishibizach, Refine, Receive, Hagon, Bekarav Mamish. Anyway, take a little bit of a pause and go back to discussing the halachas of a treifa. Mishnah tells us, Behemish Nechdu Agleha, an animal that its leg got cut off, Minu Arkuva Ulamata, from the Arkuva, which is a lower joint of sorts in the back leg, from there and below, Ksher, it's kosher, it's not considered a treifa. However, Minu Arkuva Ulamala, Psula, if it's cut off from his joint and above, it's puzzle, it can't live, it's considered a treifa. If the Tzaymas Hagidin was removed also, what's Tzaymas Hagidin? So it's literally translated as the junction of the Gidin, which is sinews. And actually, this is a great translation even for modern Hebrew, because a junction, as in where multiple roads meet up, is called a Tzomet, as in Tzomet Bar Ilan, the junction of Bar Ilan Street. And we have many Tzomets around Eretz Yisrael anytime we have a big junction. And so it's the same thing over here. There are three sinews in the back leg, and they all meet up at this point. So if that was removed, if that was cut off of the animal, it can't live, it's a treifa. Now we go back to our first case where the leg was cut by the lower joint. In this next case, we're not talking about where the leg was totally cut off. Nishbar ha'etzem, the bone was simply broken, and then afterwards the animal was shechted. So the question is, what about that part of the leg where the bone was broken? Is it considered part of the animal and now it's been matur b'shechita, so it could be eaten? Or maybe it's considered like its own separate limb and it's not really considered halachically attached to the animal, and then it would be from an achai and it wouldn't be allowed to be eaten and actually would be tameh. That's what the Mishnah says. Im reif habasar kayom, if the majority of the flesh, the meat, is still on it, shchitasim mitarasoi, the shchita is mitarit. V'mlav, if not, in shchitasim mitarasoi, the shchita is not mitarit. And the Rav goes into very detailed explanation what that means. Rav habasar kayom, just imagine a cross section of the bone looking like a triangle. So the bottom of a triangle is wider than the top of it, and so he requires the majority of the width of the bone, which would be the bottom of the triangle, to be covered over by flesh, and also the majority of the bone itself to be covered by flesh. And then shchita is mitarit, which again means that that broken leg is allowed to be eaten and it's part of the animal. If not, it's not allowed to be eaten because it's not considered part of the animal, and actually it's nevela. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, now continue our discussion of something that's inside an animal and whether it becomes matered by the shechita. So Mishnah says, Hashechet sabehema umatzu bashilya, if someone shechts some other animal and finds a shilya, which is translated as an amniotic sac, some will translate as the placenta, that's basically the piece of skin that the baby animal is formed in and lives in. So he shechts the animal and all he finds is this shilya. Nefesh hayafa toichlena, a nefesh yafa, which is a nice way of saying a person who's not grossed out and not squeamish, so he could eat it. It's perfectly fine to eat. It was matered by the shechita of the mother. And the reason why a person has to be a nefesh hayafa is because this is fairly repulsive. It's just a large piece of flabby skin found inside the mother. And that's why you have to be not the squeamish type and not grossed out easily. However, it doesn't become tameh with tomas oichlin or nevela, meaning if something tameh touches it, it doesn't become tameh because it's not considered food. And also, if the mother was not shechted properly, this piece of skin, this shilya, is not tameh because of nevela, because it's not considered meat. However, chishev alav, if he thought about it, you know what, now I'm going to eat it, then metame tomas eichlin, it could become tummy with tomas eichlin because now it's considered food, avoloi tomas nevelas, but doesn't become tummy as nevela because again, it's not considered meat. Now we continue to discuss this shilya. The mother animal is alive, it's in the process of giving birth, and shilya shiatsu miktsasa, a shilya that partially came out of the mother while was in the process of giving birth, we didn't actually see a baby animal inside this shilya, and then the mother was shechted, asura b'achila, that shilya is not allowed to be eaten. Why is that? Because simen v'lad b'ishav is simen v'lad b'behema. Anytime we have a shilya in a woman or an animal, that's a sign that there was actually a child there. There was a fetus there. And what's our suspicion? That this Vlad, this child, this baby animal, died in the mother's womb, dissolved into the shilya, but still there's the head of the animal there. We don't see it, but it was there. And when the shilya partially came out of the mother animal, the head of this dissolved fetus also came out. It's like the mother already gave birth to it. And as we learned previously in the beginning of the parak, if the head of the animal came out and then went back in, it's considered like it was born and it's not part of the animal. We have another thing regarding this. Hamavakeres shepila shilya. It was a mavakeres, a female animal that's having her firstborn, and we know that if it's a regular baby animal born, which is a male, it's a zachar, so it has kedushas bachar, and it has to be given to a kayin. But what happened? She was mapil the shilya. She miscarried, and just the shilya came out, and there was no baby there. Yashlichenu leklavim, it could be thrown to the dogs. Now the chiddush over here is that even though, as we just said, a shilya for sure has a child in it, even though it was dissolved, there's definitely the head there, and so it means that it's like something was born from this animal. The reason why it's allowed to be given to dogs and we can benefit from that, it's not considered kachim, is because we have a double safek. First of all, it's very possible that this shilya had a female animal in it, which doesn't have kedushas bachar. And even if you want to say it had a male, there's a slight possibility, it's minority case, but there still is this possibility, a small percentage, that it would have been deformed to the point that it wouldn't have been considered bachar. So there's actually more leaning towards that whatever would have been born from this animal would not have kedushas bachar. That's why we could take this shilya and give it to the dogs and benefit from it. However, if this animal was kodesh, it was designated as a carbon, and it was mapil shelya to cover, so then it has to be buried, and we can't benefit from it. Now, ve'in kavan asav parshas drachim ve'in talin asav ilan, it's not to be buried at crossroads, and no hanging it from a tree. Why not? Mei darkei amayri, because this is the way that the amayri used to do it. And there's multiple things that we find that are also because of darkei amayri. This is the way that amayri used to do it. It's either because of superstition or for something else, and we're not to do things that they used to do, and therefore we can't bury it at the parshas drachim or hang it from a tree. We're gonna stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph and Bey is discussing another din. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.